The dominant theme heading into the new day remains the market's adjustment to a more hawkish Federal Reserve under Chair Kevin Warsh, even as geopolitical developments reemerge as an important driver of price action. The U.S. dollar remains broadly supported after this week's Fed decision signaled a higher expected rate path and reinforced the message that inflation risks remain a concern. With U.S. markets closed for the Juneteenth holiday, liquidity is thinner than usual, but the dollar is still holding firm against most major currencies as investors continue to reassess what a less market-friendly Fed could mean for global asset prices. The pound has, however, found some support after UK retail sales significantly beat expectations, reinforcing evidence the UK consumer remains more resilient than many expected. Geopolitics has moved back into focus after signs that the recently announced US-Iran peace deal is beginning to unravel. Iran has paused implementation of key commitments and postponed talks with Washington, while Vice President Vance canceled a planned Switzerland trip tied to negotiations. That has prompted a modest rebuilding of geopolitical risk premium across markets and helped support both the dollar and energy prices. So in commodities, oil is once again pushing higher as traders reassess the durability of the recent de-escalation story and the outlook for Middle East supply flows. While the reopening of Hormuz reduced immediate supply concerns, fresh uncertainty around the diplomatic process has led investors to rebuild some risk premium into crude prices. Gold, meanwhile, has eased from recent highs as higher U.S. yields and a stronger dollar continue to offset safe haven demand. Equity markets remain caught between competing forces. On one hand, strong growth data, resilient consumers, and ongoing AI-driven investment themes remain supportive. On the other, the combination of a stronger dollar, elevated yields, and uncertainty surrounding the Warsh Fed's long-term policy framework has tempered risk appetite. With U.S. cash markets closed today, attention will likely shift toward geopolitical headlines, central bank commentary from the ECB, and whether markets continue to embrace the idea that this Fed may be less inclined than previous regimes to cushion financial markets at the first sign of weakness. The result is a market that remains cautious but not panicked, with investors still searching for clarity on whether this week's hawkish repricing marks the start of a more durable shift in the macro landscape. That's all for now.